This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys, and Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sound. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Officials handling Detroit's bankruptcy say the filing comes after discussions with creditors ultimately failed. Kevin Orr is Detroit's emergency manager. He says there was no more time to talk.
I've got an 18-month term to do a lot of work, and we do not have time to run in place as we would in an ordinary course to go forward. I made that abundantly clear.
Detroit retirees who expected comfortable pensions and health care after years of work may find themselves left out in the cold. Orr says that's because they're part of a class whose claims are basically unprotected, unsecured.
We've said we will treat everyone in the unsecured class equally because that's what's required under the law. How that breaks out is a function of the math, but it's the math. It's just the way it is.
Detroit's is the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi says as deeply painful as the bankruptcy is for Detroit retirees, investors holding Detroit municipal bonds, and other creditors, the bankruptcy does lay the foundation for better times.
Detroit would not be able to get itself back on its feet if it couldn't go through a process like this. And the fact that we have a process like this, I think, is testimonial to, you know, the dynamism and strength of the U.S. economy.
Detroit's emergency manager Kevin Orr says the city will continue to pay its bills and its employees. China has scrapped its curbs on lending rates, a sign of its attempt to free up its financial system. NPR's John Itzde reports the U.S. has long urged China to liberalize its economy.
The move means the People's Bank of China will no longer set a floor for interest rates. It's an important sign of China's effort to move toward a more consumer-driven economy rather than relying on exports for growth. In the past, the floor on interest rates and a ceiling on deposit rates has helped boost Chinese bank profits and provide money for the huge projects that have been the hallmark of China's economy. While the move allows lending rates to move lower, it does not remove a cap on interest rates paid to depositors. Economists see that cap as a barrier to boosting consumption, since it means Chinese consumers need to save more to provide for emergencies in retirement. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
More victims today in the wave of Ramadan violence in Iraq. Officials say at least 17 people are dead after a bomb exploded in a Sunni mosque during midday prayers. Iraqi officials say suicide attacks have killed nearly 200 people since the start of the Muslim holy month. Protesters marked the 10th day of Ramadan in Egypt by marching in support of the ousted Islamist president Mohamed Morsi. Several thousand people turned out across the country. Stocks are down today slightly on some disappointing-to-investors news about Google and Microsoft. This is NPR News. Secretary of State John Kerry has extended his meetings in Jordan to speak with the chief Palestinian negotiator. Dale Gavlak in Amman says for talks to proceed, Palestinians insist Israel agree on the general boundaries of a future Palestinian state.
After hearing Kerry's latest proposal to restart peace talks with Israel, senior Palestinian leaders have demanded further guarantees, including one on borders. The Palestinians want the starting point for border talks to be the ceasefire line that held from 1949 until the 1967 war, when Israel captured the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem. Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005. Previous Israeli governments twice negotiated on the basis of the proposed lines, but no peace accord was reached. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been temporarily freed. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that Navalny was sentenced to 5 years in prison one day after his conviction.
Navalny was convicted of embezzling $500,000 from a state timber company. The anti-corruption blogger was freed at the request of prosecutors until his appeal can be heard. The news comes after demonstrators took to the streets across Russia to protest his conviction, which many believe is politically motivated. The 37-year-old lawyer spearheaded cited the mass demonstrations against President Putin's unprecedented return to the Kremlin and coined his United Russia a party of crooks and thieves. Officials say Navalny's movement will be restricted. His conviction and release comes the same week Navalny was placed on the ballot for Moscow's mayoral race in September. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Performance Bicycle, bikes and gear for all styles of cycling. Store locations and an online store at performancebike.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You're tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. From 1954, here's Howling Wolf.
Thank you. will save you from another man. Men lie about that spoonful. Some cry about that spoonful. Some die about that spoonful. Everybody fight about a spoonful. That spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. That spoon, that spoon, that spoon.
Willie Dixon from a disc called I Am the Blues. Willie Dixon with Spoonful, a number that he, loosely based on an old Charlie Patton tune. And he wrote that one for Howling Wolf. Wolf recorded that one back in 1960. And as did the band Cream a few years later, also the Allman Brothers, and a number of artists since that time. Spoonful, Willie Dixon. And, of course, we heard Howling Wolf prior to hearing Willie Dixon. Actually, Willie Dixon was on that track we heard with Wolf playing bass, and you heard him sort of muttering something in the background towards the end of the tune. Otis Band was on piano on that number, and Lee Cooper on guitar, and Fred Below on Earl Phillips on drums on that tune. We heard Howling Wolf do Rockin' Daddy. Next year on KRVS, we're going to listen to Robin Ford from his disc Blue Moon. Robin Ford giving some fine treatment to a number that Willie Dixon recorded back in 1981, a piece called It Don't Make Sense.
You have made great plans to span the sky. Gave sight to the blind with other men's eyes. submerged for weeks. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. You take one man's heart, make another man live. Even go up to the moon, and you come back thrilled. Why, you can crush any country in a matter of weeks. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. No, it don't make sense. I said it don't make sense. No, it don't make sense. You can't make peace. Save a life. Even change the darkness into broad daylight. You make the deaf man hear and the dumb man speak. You can't make peace. No, it don't make sense. Said it don't make sense. Yeah, no, it don't make sense. When you can't. Thank you.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I woke up this morning about 4:30, somebody knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. You better change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. What you doing, mama, you'll do it again. I'm setting out about 10:30. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. In front of the jury with my eyes full of tears, for beating up my gal I got 45 years. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. My gal likes liquor like rye and gin. We can't get a whiskey drink, but man thinks she can. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind.
Baby, you gotta change your mind. That was Joe Bonamassa from 2010 and from his disc Black Rock, Bonamassa on guitar and vocals. Before hearing Joe Bonamassa, we heard Robin Ford on guitar and vocals from his disc, Blue Moon. He did a great cover of the Willie Dixon tune, It Don't Make Sense, You Can't Make Peace. And Ford has a lot of background in jazz. He was sort of echoing the style of Wes Montgomery on that particular track with the octaves coordinating unison notes, and just a great job. And Russell Ferrante on piano was his sound of some of his phrasings and his arrangement was evocative of Gil Evans on some of those early Miles Davis recordings. Real, real classic, great guys on this Ford release. Robin Ford, of course, was one of the founding members of the jazz fusion band the Yellow Jackets many years ago. And that last tune we heard Joe Bonamassa do, Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind, was he did it in 2010, but it was first recorded in July of 1935 by Blind Boy Fuller. The day before Blind Boy Fuller recorded that particular piece, Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind, he recorded this one.
Sun rises in the east, and it sets up in the west. The sun rises in the east, mama, and it sets in the west. Well, it's hard to tell, hard to tell, which one will treat you the best when the sun goes down. Hearts and fails. Yes, I'm going away, but I may be back to see you again some rainy day. Well, in the evening, babe, when the sun goes down, when the sun.
In the evening when the sun goes down, Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, recorded back in 1935. That was the year that Carr died of alcoholism at the age of 1930, but not after laying down quite a number of very, very influential blues recordings with his friend Blackwell. Before we heard Leroy Carr, we heard Blind Boy Fuller from 1935. Also, both of them from 35. We heard Fuller from some recordings he did in New York that July. He did A Cry and Shame, the number that Fuller did. He was one of the most popular of the Piedmont-style recording artists back in the 1930s. He recorded something like 135 sides, and he's originally from North Carolina. Died in Durham in 1941 at the age of 32. Died of blood poisoning. Next year on KRVS, someone that had a good long life, Champion Jack Dupree, originally from New Orleans, from a disc called New Orleans Barrel House Piano. Here's Jack Dupree, actually recorded in Chicago in 1941, doing a cover of a tune that Leroy Carr recorded in 34. Jack Dupree doing Hurry Down Sunshine.
I've got a brown skin woman, and she's chocolate to the bone. Yes, I got a brown skin woman. Ooh, Lord. And she's chocolate to the bone. When I go home early in the mornings, ooh, Lord, that's when she really comes on. She's so fine and brown, make a preacher lay his Bible down. Yeah, she's so fine and brown, make a preacher lay his Bible down. And she's got a new way of loving, Lord, make a rabbit her gown. She's got great big pretty legs, she's got hair like a horse's mane, long and stringy. She's got great big legs, ooh, Lord, and hair like a horse and man. And she's got a new way of loving, make a bulldog break his chain. Some like them short and yellow, I like them fat and brown, but nobody knows the difference after the sun's gone down. I got a brown-skinned woman, Lord, and she's chocolate to the bone. And I go home early in the mornings, that's when she really comes on.
From 1985, Cousin Joseph, from his album Relaxing in New Orleans, Cousin Joseph with Brown Skin Woman. And he was preceded by another New Orleans pianist we heard, Champion Jack Dupree, recorded in Chicago again back in 1941. Jack Dupree doing a rendition of the old Leroy Carr tune, Hurry Down Sunshine. Next year on KRVS, we have another pianist, this time one from Texas. He spent some time in Chicago back in the 1930s, did his first recordings there. We're going to listen to one of his last recordings done in January of 1962. Here's Curtis Jones with Tin Pan Alley. This isn't the same Tin Pan Alley that's been done by people over the years, many people over the years, a little bit different tune. But anyway, Curtis Jones on piano and vocals, Tin Pan Alley.
Tin Pan Alley. It's a dirty place, the very place my baby always loved to stay. Now Tin Pan Alley, blues is killing me. It's a woman down there cute, young and wild. I just want to hold in my arms a little while, so that this Tin Pan Alley blues can let me be. love you. Baby, for yourself. You are just the type of woman, don't seem to care. Now, Tin Pan Alley, baby, must be your home. When you know it ain't nothing down there, darling, but clubs and bones. People kick the dog when the sun go down. Now hurry up, baby, please make up in your mind. Cause a woman like you is so darn hard to find. Down on me.
recorded by Chris Strachwitz of our Hooli Records back in the 1960s. That was Mississippi Fred McDowell with a number called Meet Me Down in Froggy Bottom. And we heard before Fred McDowell, Curtis Jones from an album called Lonesome Bedroom Blues. We heard Jones recorded back in January of 1962, right before he moved to Europe. Following in the steps of his friend Champion Jack Dupree. We heard Curtis Jones do a number called Tin Pan Alley. Again, that's not the usual Tin Pan Alley, but a very interesting tune, well executed by Curtis Jones. We turn next to a really, really fine blues guitarist, or at least he was before his style was changed a bit. Definitely a wonderful musician. Talking about Kelly Joe Phelps from his career started in Portland, Oregon, his musical career. We're going to listen to Phelps from a 1999 release, Shine-Eyed Mr. Zen. And it was after this disc that his style did change, less slide guitar, a lot more, I shouldn't say interesting, but other songwriting was interesting. Case in point, this next piece, Kelly Joe Phelps on guitar and vocals here on KRVS with Piece by Piece.
Time blows away. Back down the river bottom line with them pocket warrior stone. 800 years and a hand. Warm and smooth and by long and mother nights. Thank you. that town from whence it came. Why hadn't someone yet love figured out to lower down the gun? Oh, why hadn't someone yet figured out to lower down the gun? God is shooting out the middle of this claw and a staring eye. Shoot out of bed of the eye, of this claw and staring eye.
Kelly Joe Phelps, Piece by Piece from his disc Shine-Eyed Mr. Zen. Again, that one came out back in 1999. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS from 1966, here is John Lee Hooker.
Wonder why they fighting over this land. God made this war. Everything is in. Men against men. They fighting this land. This land is no one land. No. Yeah. God made this world. Everybody equal, but they fighting both day and night. They killing each other over this land. This they bear and drown. Getting out of hand. this land. No one land. Oh no. He didn't make it for one man. He made it for everyone. I don't know why they're fighting over the burying ground. The land they walk on is the burying ground.
Again, John Lee Hooker from 1966 and from an album called More Real